Did you know that what happens in your state legislature affects your daily life, liberty, and property just as much as what happens in the White House? Maybe even more. How will you decide which down-ballot candidates deserve your vote on November the 5th? Resist being swayed by emotional campaign ads and soundbites. Visit iVoterGuide for the facts about the state legislative candidates on your ballot so that you can think for yourself. Election Day is Tuesday, November the 5th. Vote wisely with iVoterGuide.com. That's iVoterGuide.com.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
I should say Professor Ed for today.
That's right.
J.J. Jasper, how you doing, J.J.?
I'm doing great. A little better than the woman who wasn't feeling well. Woman wasn't feeling well. She went to the urgent care, and the nurse said, "Have you experienced a sudden loss of taste?" Woman said, "No. I always dress like this."
I thought it was
going to leave here and head straight to Walmart.
Bada-boom.
With
bada-boom.
My fuzzy slippers and my robe.
Yeah, right. If you're lucky, they're in a robe with slippers at Walmart. Sometimes they dress with far less than that.
All right, so you're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air.
We're to give the phone number.
And as the announcer said, first-time callers. That's going to be exciting to hear from new people.
First-time callers only, right?
That's right. All right. And we do know if you've called in before, and we are not afraid to turn your name over to the National Security Agency.
Right.
If you break the rules.
Never be too safe.
888-589-8840. That
is
number
what?
To call to get on this here show. 888-589-8840. First-time callers only. That means if you have never been on the air
with us. Pretty self-explanatory, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of people who have called but never gotten through.
Do they know?
So that's what we're looking at, trying to give as many people as possible the thrill. Yes, I said thrill. Of getting on the air with we three professors are.
Here's the deal. Yes, it may be self-explanatory, but there's a segment of the population, they tell me in some elections, they say, well, my gas prices has been doubled, my food is triple, construction prices off the roof, the mortgage rates are triple. I think I want some more of that.
All right, so here we go. We're going to ask three questions each. You call in, you answer one, and you ask one. That's what we prefer. Ask a trivia question, answer one of ours. You answer first, and then you can ask us. You need to be 11 years old and older to call in. And let's see, what else?
One of those nine questions that we ask
is
a mystery question. And if you answer it correctly, this is what you hear.
Yes, love the cowbell.
Love
the cowbell shall ring, and all the world will know you've won yourself an AFR JJ?
A baseball cap, really nice AFR baseball cap. And again, one of these original nine questions, the mystery question, you don't know which one it is, but if you land on it, answer it correctly, you're going to really like this. And if you don't win it today, you can get it in our store.
Yes, resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net.
DVDs, books. Swag, some AFR clothing, and that nice hat. It really has only been out a couple of months.
Yep. So get yourself an AFR hat, baseball cap. Some people call it farmer's cap, trucker's cap, whatever the case may be. Get yourself one of those hats, and you can get it where? You can buy one?
Resources.afa.net.
For 20 bucks,
one.
Right? Or 20
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs.
Yeah.
25? Okay, Brent Greeley, our producer.
Well, see, there inflation.
25.
Even the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Taking it from 20 to 25.
Hey, I know I already threw out one of those little make people chuckle. Yeah. This man and woman dreaming, you know, married couple, one day we want to build our dream home. Years and years went by. It finally happened. Then after they built their dream home, they didn't have enough money to really put a lot of furniture in there, so they just had a hodgepodge. Then finally they scraped and able to go to get new furniture. The truck backs in. The wife is so excited. She flings open the door, runs out there, and tells the driver, she said, "Oh, you're finally here. I've been waiting 12 years for this." And he said, "Ma'am, it's not my fault. I just got the order this morning."
Supply chain issues. He had that mixed up like a lot of people. Prices through the roof.
All right, Ed, go ahead.
All right, here are my three questions.
Bring it.
The nations of Jamaica and the Dominican Republic share an island. What is the name of the island? The name of the island upon which you find Jamaica and the Dominican Republic.
You're wrong on that one.
I am?
You got bad geography class right there, my friend.
Is that right?
Is that a true or false question?
Jamaica and the Dominican Republic. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Haiti.
Haiti.
And DR. Thank you.
Hey, good catch. You're talking to Mr. Geography.
That's right.
You know his middle name is McNally. Rand is Timothy Rand McNally Wildman.
You saved me on that. The nations of Haiti and the Dominican Republic share an island. What is the name of that island? Thank you. That's a fist bump
right
there.
That was a catch.
Yeah, that was also embarrassing. But anyway, you didn't know to be embarrassed, which is a good thing.
You know, you've done this before, and before the half hour is out, you always wind up embarrassed.
Karma. Yeah. I see a boomerang and flying through the air right now. I just hadn't made that turn.
I agree with that. That will happen.
All right, second questions. That's why the Bible says,
judge not.
lest ye be judged. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1996 race for the White House? I've been doing this, it seems like, for a long time, folks. It seems that way to me, too. But we're down to probably two more questions before the election. One of these presidential candidates questions, who were the presidential candidates in the 1996 race for the White House? I'm talking about the Republican and Democratic candidates only. And then third question.
We never get tired of these, just like we never get tired of political commercials.
Yes. I think last week you encouraged me to continue doing it.
I actually do like that. That's a good little refresher course.
And folks, seriously, make sure you vote. Get out there and vote on November 5th.
Don't sit this one out.
Vote early and vote often. Yep. And then final question, in a typical roll of quarters, how many quarters are there? In a typical roll of quarters, how many quarters are there?
Now, are we talking for fighting purposes or for just going to the bank and taking your bank bag and making change? Because I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks.
Put a roll of nickels or quarters or something.
Absolutely. If you wanted to win.
Yes, you gives your punch. If you can't afford brass knuckles, that's what you did.
A roll of quarters. So
how many quarters are in a typical roll of quarters? Like you get a roll of pennies, that little pinkish wrapper.
Yeah.
Pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters.
I'm going to guess that one won't be answered the whole show.
Really? Well,
you got bankers out there.
Oh,
yeah. A lot of tellers. A lot of bank tellers.
Okay. My bad. Well, see, you judge things by your own little world. And I've never in my life counted quarters in a roll.
You say, how about you judge things in your own little world? We had a farm with horses and cattle, small farm. We let our kids name the newborn calf, and they got so excited. What? I get to name it? It's going to be the name forever and always. And we started noticing when we had a calf called Nightlight, one called a red one called Cinnamon, but all these little things were from a child's narrow lens.
Yeah.
You know,
all you got to do is know how much you pay for a roll of quarters and then you just figure it out.
Yeah.
But you're not talking about Common Core, because then you're going to have a whole lot of extra steps.
I just don't ever go to the bank and get a roll of quarters.
The reason I do is because when my grandkids come in the afternoon, when my son picks them up after school.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They better have quarters. Come to my drawer.
I got you.
As they go to the
quarter. I got you.
I know. Fairly often.
My turn on the questions. Yeah. Here we go. First question. Who is the oldest person mentioned in the Bible, and how old was he when he died? Who was the oldest person mentioned in the Bible? How old was he when he died? Second question. What NFL quarterback holds the record for the most interceptions? Now, my data only goes to 2018. Multiple choice. Who threw the most interceptions? A, Brett Favre, B, Jay Cutler, or C, Dan Marino? Who threw the most interceptions? Brett Favre, Jay Cutler, or Dan Marino? Third question, true or false. In Alaska, it's legal to shoot bears, but illegal to wake one up. Is that true or false? In Alaska, it's legal to shoot a bear, but illegal to wake one up.
Well, I'm guessing if you wake one up, you better be ready to shoot it.
All right. Duly noted, yeah. Ed. That's thinking ahead. All right. So my questions are, number one, back to my list. Okay, I like these kinds of questions. What are the three most widely eaten foods in the world? Okay, not drinks, not liquids, foods. In other words, you take the whole world, what are the three most popular foods that are consumed? Okay, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay, number two, what is the primary character, human character, in the Winnie the Pooh book series? What is that person's name? What is the primary human character in the Winnie the Pooh book series? I want to know the name of that person.
Ed, now for a second thought you were saying, what color was George Washington's white horse? Till you said human. Then human, you said, okay, good. You have
Yeah, because I was going, is this a trick question?
Well, yeah, we had the Captain Obvious thing jumping on us both at the same time. We've known each other long enough that we both had that same reaction.
All right, and finally, why do the leaves change color in the fall?
Good.
Why do leaves change color in the fall? Want to know the answer to that. Go, Ed.
All right, we're going to go to Indiana, and my favorite caller so far this show has called in, Ed. Ed, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ed.
To be able to talk to y'all. Good morning.
Yes, welcome. Sir.
Very quickly, I just want to let y'all know, I just found you guys on YouTube, so I know what y'all look like now.
Oh, hey, we're waving right now.
I apologize for that, Ed.
So does the federal government.
And the guy, the professor sitting between Tim and I, he always says two Eds are better than one. So we're glad you're starting off the show this morning.
Well, you guys might be in trouble in that statement. We'll see how it goes.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
Which one you want to answer?
Let's go with Mr. Wildman's question.
Which one?
The three most. Now, the reason I know this, I'm a truck driver. And of course, I love eating. I think the three most eaten foods.
Okay, here's the question to repeat. And if you get, I tell you what, if you get this right without looking it up, we'll send you an AFR ball cap.
Yeah, trucker there you go. Cap for him.
If he doesn't look it up. Okay, a trucker cap, So I want to know, what are the three most widely eaten foods in the whole world, considering the whole world? What are they?
Sushi, tacos, and hamburgers. That's my best uneducated guesstimation.
Hey, don't eliminate one or the other. Just say whether he got one right or two right to keep it alive.
None.
If he didn't get it. Huh?
No, zero.
What? Out of that list?
Yeah. Sorry to say that.
Wow.
I'm with you, Ed. Wow.
Well, tacos, I'm not talking about a conglomeration of
like combination,
foods. Foods. I'm talking about these are individual food items. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you hear my heart?
I did. I bet you share. You're sharing your heart.
Yeah, I want to throw out some examples, but I don't want to
Give something away.
Yeah, hey, Ed, you made a good effort there. What's
we like all those foods you mentioned, Ed.
Yeah.
Tacos. What'd you say?
Hamburger and sushi.
Yeah,
I don't care for sushi.
No.
I'm going to speak for myself, but
I like sushi.
I don't like sushi either. What's your question for us?
I like cooked. Cooked.
Who won the football game last night?
Well, there were two of them. Which one? You talking about college or pros?
Pros. It was Denver and North.
Are you asking us because you didn't stay up late enough to get the score?
No, Denver did the Orange Crush on the Saints last night.
They did?
Yeah.
Honestly, truthfully, you know, I'm one of them people early to rise, early to go to bed. I went to sleep and woke up about halftime. It was like 20 something to like seven, you know. So
no, it was like I don't think the Saints ever scored a touchdown. I think it was 30 something to three or something.
Ouch.
The Saints got a bunch of players that are hurt.
They're so like, they didn't come marching in. Is that what you're trying to tell
they
us?
Didn't get, no, they never marched at all.
In or out.
In or out.
Hey, buddy, thank you for being a first-time caller.
Thank you,
Ed. What part of Indiana?
I'm calling from the southwest corner. I listen to you guys on a station out of Vincennes, Indiana.
Yeah. Hey, I was born and raised in Owensboro, just right over there, over from Evansville, Henderson. You know right where it is.
I live about 20 miles straight north of Evansville, a little town called Hoppetop.
Yep. All right, buddy.
Thank you, Ed.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, Ed.
Good to hear from you. Next we go to...
Sounded real friendly. Nice
guy.
Where
do we go next, Ed?
Mississippi.
Is that right?
Carrie is on the line. Uh-huh. Carrie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Love that enthusiasm, morning. Carrie.
Good morning, Carrie. It's a good day to be alive.
I'm excited to talk to y'all.
Yes. We are delighted to have you. Where are you calling from?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's down around in JJ's wife's.
In-laws. Yeah. Now, Long Beach, she'll answer this question. One of those actors, those two brothers that were detectives, we're talking about a long time ago, maybe late 70s and 80s, but one of those brothers was born in Long Beach. Who am I thinking of there, Carrie?
Detectives.
Yeah, they're like two detectives. I think they lived on a boat or something.
Sherlock Holmes?
No, this is not
that's
that far
the only
back.
Ones I can think of, yeah. And they were in England. Yeah. So
no, a bunch of people,
like a, that's like a long way.
A bunch of people on the Gulf Coast are yelling
right,
out
can
the
I tell
answer.
You? Can I tell you one actor that is from the Gulf Coast that you may be thinking about?
Yes.
When I say Gulf Coast, I'm talking about the Mississippi Gulf
right,
Coast.
Right, right.
There was an actor named Gerald McRaney.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of those detectives in that show there. And he was, I think he was born in Long Beach.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, Carrie.
Also that Macy, I can't remember his first name. He's from Pascagoula.
Yeah, that's a pretty area. My in-laws are from Gulfport. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both, guys.
Which one you want to answer?
I would like to answer the Winnie the Pooh question.
All right, here is the question. That Carrie is going to answer. Who is the primary human character in the Winnie the Pooh book series?
Christopher Robin.
Christopher
Nicely
Robin.
Done.
That's right.
Now, listen, I've only done this 100 times on the show, so for the 101st time, Carrie, do you know what Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common? What do Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common? They both
ate wild honey.
They both like honey, and they both have the same middle name. Winnie the Pooh, John the Baptist.
All right, now did you just make that up? Or
No, I've told that
been
a dozen
around.
Times. Yeah. Well, hey, what's your question for us, dear?
Okay, in keeping with that, I would like to know the definition of Tupelo honey.
The definition of Tupelo honey?
Okay. All right. Hang on, Carrie. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no. That was a song, right?
Yeah, but it's a real thing.
But it's a different Tupelo. It's not – people got Tupelo, Mississippi mixed up with the Tupelo honey. And there was a thing even in the USA Today, and they didn't really get all their facts straight. That's somewhere else, I think, and they made up a song about it.
Okay. Can I offer an idea here? I think it has something to do with the Tupelo tree.
Right.
The honey tree. Like that.
Gum tree.
Gum tree. I think it has something to do with that. That song was a hit by Van Morrison. You're as sweet as Tupelo honey back in the 60s or 70s.
Tim, you're crushing it today.
Yeah, you are. Hey, what's your answer, Carrie? Help us with what you know.
Well, okay. I was at Crosby Arboretum yesterday.
Where?
In Picayune. Crosby Arboretum. It's absolutely beautiful if anyone wants to go. It's fabulous. But anyway, commune with nature. One of the things I learned there is that there is a tree called the Tupelo gum. You're absolutely right. And the bees who collect their nectar from the Tupelo gum flowers produce tupelo honey.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Huh. It's a real thing.
Okay. So it's a specific kind of honey from
the tupelo gum tree.
Wow.
I can tell you those tupelo gum balls are a real nuisance. You don't want to step on those dudes barefoot.
Well, forever, our town that we live in here, Tupelo, had the gum tree festival.
They don't have that anymore?
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, they may still. It's a big deal, big arts deal.
Big deal.
They have you know, every town has a festival. They exploit people.
Don't exploit. They had a 5K, 10K. The runners came from like 20 different states to compete. Yeah. A couple thousand runners. It was a sanctioned run, pretty big deal.
And the Ethiopians won it every year, didn't they?
Of course they did.
Beat me 1 year.
Yeah.
But you hung with them for how long?
Well, I don't know. First 500 yards or so?
Can I tell you a quick story? I'll try to tell this so quick. Our pastor was talking about, I don't know, endurance something, and he said he was a big runner. Got real serious about it. Ran in the Tupelo gum tree. He said that when he was finishing, he looked back, and there was an Ethiopian behind him, and he finished a real good place. And he thought, I can't believe I was ahead of an Ethiopian. Then when the guy crossed, he realized that the guy had run it once to warm up. Then he had ran it again and came in like first or second. And he was running it as a cool down, and caught up with him. Running like a 6 minute mile. He's like, okay, I'm out. All men aren't created equal.
Yeah.
All right, so that Carrie, that thank you so much for calling and for your question, and we
thank you, Carrie.
Hope you have a great weekend.
I tell you what, let's do. Can we break early here? We're going to take our break a little instead of getting in the middle of a call and having to separate.
Sure.
We'll just take our break just a little early. Come back, and who will be up next, Ed?
We'll have Max from Ohio. This is not in any order, folks. Shelley from Texas, Lisa from Mississippi, Ben from Indiana, and Kathleen from Ohio. You'll be coming up. We'll reset our questions when we come back.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be back momentarily. Trivia Friday.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Strange how God made the world, or not the actual creation, but the way in which He made us human beings. He implanted within all of us, you know, the desire to love and to be loved, to appreciate and be appreciated. And some of the grandest moments of our lives are when we are reminded that we are loved and appreciated. Once I received in the mail a letter from a couple who live in Alamogordo, New Mexico. It was a rather short letter, probably taking the writer a couple of minutes to write. But the good it did me was measureless. May I share it with you? "We'd like you to know," it began, "how very much whatsoever things written by you and published in our Star Shopper means to us. We look forward to it each week and always enclose it in a letter to someone. May God continue to bless your work for Him." Well, a couple of days later, another small note came in the mail. This one was from Deltaville, Virginia. Using the title of one of my recent newspaper articles, the writer had written a single line which made me humble and thankful. "Your articles," the writer wrote, "stir up my hope." All of us have this desire, don't we? Every one of us appreciates appreciation. We like a little flattery occasionally, even if we know it isn't true. And when someone says something to us which compliments something we have done, it lifts our hearts beyond expression. Why we humans fail to use this wonderful power, which costs nothing and buys everything, is hard to understand. It has the power to heal our hurts, find us friends, and build up brotherhood. The world is waiting to open its doors to anyone who will live this way. to those who can find compliment instead of condemnation, to those who can find friends instead of fault, to those who look for the best instead of the bad. The world literally opens its doors and says, "Welcome." The person who can develop this way of living will never be in want, never go hungry, never be alone. People will absolutely stand at their door begging for their companionship. Now, where does one acquire this way of living? Why, from the Galilean, of course. For isn't it he who teaches us to look for the good? Isn't it he who causes us to forget our stinginess and selfishness? Isn't it he who teaches us to lose ourselves so that we may find ourselves? So I guess that if we are interested in finding life to be this way, we have to be willing to follow his way. Many of us are willing to take this approach when dealing with our friends. Few of us are willing to do it when we deal with our enemies. It's a real shame, too, for we could get rid of our enemies by living this way. Don't we get rid of our enemies when we make them our friends? It's true, little things mean a lot, especially expressed appreciation.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.
We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:3.
American Family Radio.
Faster than lightning, no one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wine.
That was recently adopted by Kamala Harris as her new theme song.
Her, you didn't just go there.
For her campaign.
You're savage.
Flipper.
Oh, my goodness. I love when that little... I think we come up and they'd say, "What do you think about fracking?" You go, start going backwards.
That's the scariest dolphin imitation I've ever heard.
Yeah, I was
Kamala Harris last night. She was being interviewed, and somebody asked her, one of the reporters asked her about something, and she said, "What? We have a border?" What is a border exactly?
Did you really say that?
I made that up.
Did you see the Brett Baer?
That was fake news right there.
Well, did you see the Brett Baer thing? Because I was amazed.
Yeah, we did.
Didn't answer the question. Then he tried
to
ask
amazed?
Again. No, I mean,
that you didn't answer the question.
When he asked it three times, three different ways, and like, I'm going to go on and say this, like, wow, about 19 out of 20 times she refused to answer the question.
All she's running on is, "I am not Donald Trump. Vote for me."
Can I go back to Flipper quickly?
Yeah.
You know why scuba divers fall in backwards into the water?
Because of the mask?
If they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat.
Uh-huh. I've done that before. And that hurts.
That does
you know what I'm saying? If you forget which way to go.
It'll leave a mark. You got the weight of the tanks, and you're hitting right there on the mask.
All right, let's repeat our questions, Ed, and then we'll go back to the phones.
Here are my three questions.
Give it. Bring it.
Yeah, I'm bringing it. The nations of Haiti and the Dominican Republic share an island. What is the name of the island? Second question,
did you get Jamaica anyway?
I have no idea how I...
Jamaica is in the Caribbean. It is not far from there, but
I was,
they're not attached.
I was going by the answer was, I had to look that and just make sure I spelled it right. And then I just basically tossed to...
Spaced out.
Yeah, just wasn't paying attention. Originally, folks, what Tim is continuing to remind me of for the remainder of the program is that when I initially read this question, I said the nations of Jamaica and the Dominican Republic share an island, and Tim just said, "No, you're wrong." And, of course, he was right. I wasn't wrong.
Accountability, brothers.
Yeah, right. Accountability.
For a minute there, I questioned myself. I thought, was there like an earthquake last night that took place? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That changed the topography?
Yes.
Well, now, look, in Tim's defense, if you can wake up one morning and they've just – willy-nilly kicked Pluto out of the solar system.
Right.
You didn't hear that it was up for debate or
the islands
vote
of Jamaica and Dominica could have.
Yes.
Yeah. Could have been like playing baseball. The starting center fielder is benched and you're in. So Haiti got demoted and Jamaica was moved in. Folks, it's the nations of Haiti and the Dominican Republic share an island. I want the name of the island. That was a long way of getting to that question. Second question, who were the presidential candidates in the 1996 race for the White House? Talking about the Republican and the Democrat only. Mm-hmm. And then third question, in a typical roll of quarters that you get from the bank, how many quarters are there in that roll? That's all I've got.
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Who was the oldest person mentioned in the Bible, and how old was he when he died? Second question, what NFL quarterback holds the record for the most interceptions? Who threw the most interceptions? Multiple choice. A, Brett Favre. B, Jay Cutler. C, Dan Marino. Now, this says as of 2018.
Right.
That's the data I have.
All of them had retired by then.
Yeah, so who threw?
Well, maybe not Brett Favre.
The most interceptions? Brett Favre, Jay Cutler, Dan Marino. Don't yell it out, but do you know, Tim? Because you guys are both sports
nuts. I didn't know.
I was going to use it last week, but I didn't get to it. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Right here, Mike.
I've got one more true or false. True or false, in Alaska, it is legal to shoot bears, but illegal to wake one up. Is that true or false?
Okay, if you can get this particular question without looking it up, then we're going to send you an AFR ball cap, okay? So here's the question. What are the three most widely eaten foods in the world? Individual foods, not like a combination, like a hamburger, a taco, something like that. Individual foods, the three most consumed in the world. Number two, why do leaves change colors in the fall? I'll go with those two.
All right, we're going to go to Ohio, and Max is on the line. Max, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning. I want to tell Tim that I'm 936 months old.
936 months.
Wow.
I'm also a PK.
Okay, a PK. 900, how many years
it,
is that?
It's working on it.
78
PK, for those that don't know, that's preacher's kids.
That's right. And I'm a preacher's kid.
Hey, Max, what part of the Buckeye State are you from?
I'm from Huntington, West Virginia.
Okay.
Which is near
Ohio. But I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I come to Columbus because of reading, writing, and Route 23. That's what we were taught in school.
There you go.
All right.
What's the Route 23 thing?
Route 23 comes from the Ohio River all the way up to Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
And so all the people that graduated high school, there was no work down there, and they would get on Route 23 and come to Michigan to the car dealerships and so forth. And make cars, and they found work up that way.
That's okay. Good.
Yeah,
trivia. That's
absolutely
good history there. Yeah. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Max?
Well, I know quite a bit. You know, since I'm so old, I'm pretty knowledgeable. I'm not really smart, but I'm knowledgeable.
Okay.
Which one do you feel most confident about?
Well. I know the bear one. I mean, we can do that.
All right.
And I know.
You want to do that one?
Well, we can do that one, yeah.
All right. Here's the question. It's true or false. In Alaska, it's legal to shoot bears, but illegal to wake one up. Is that true or false, Max?
That's false.
It's 100% true.
Really?
It is true.
So you can't. So it's illegal to wake one. Like
it's
even
legal.
Accidental.
I don't have the complete backstory, but it was on this thing of these quirky kinds of news things. It's legal to shoot a bear. You can shoot a bear with a permit at the right time, but it's illegal to wake a bear up. I guess that whole hibernation thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it puts it in such a bad mood and causes problems with everything.
Yeah.
Mm. Where? How would you go about waking a bear up? I mean, do you walk up and shake?
Cautiously.
hey, yeah. You.
Yeah. You have, like Ed say, if you got an alarm clock in one hand, you better have a, nine
get
millimeter.
Get your big hairy stuff out of this cave.
A small cannon in the other hand. Hey, Max, what's your question for us?
Well, I asked Tim, do you have time for a joke that I can give you a joke real quick?
Go.
All right. You know, this guy, this duck walked into a hardware store and says, you got any grapes? And the guy said, no. Well, I walked out. Come back later. Said, you got any grapes? He said, no. Come back later. He said, you got any grapes? He said, no. I told you once, told you twice. Said, if you're going to have, ask me again, I'm going to nail your feet to the floor. And the duck comes back in and says, you got any nails? He said, no. And then he said, you got any grapes?
That's good. That's good.
That is funny.
Max, I like that.
That's Max, good. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Now, did you have a question in addition to the joke, or you just wanted to tell the joke?
I just wanted to tell the joke, and I love you guys, and you guys are doing great work for the Lord. God bless you all.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you so much, Max.
That's very kind of you, Max. Appreciate it.
I like that joke. I'm going to tell my wife that joke when I go home. Of course, she'll groan, but I liked it.
Next up.
All right, let's go to Texas. Shelly is on the line. Shelly, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Good morning. This is my first time to ever get in to talk to you gentlemen. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you, Shelley. We're excited to have you. Where do you listen to AFR?
Out of the station out of Kerrville, Fredericksburg in the Hill Country.
Yeah, okay. Texas there.
Okay. What town do you live near?
I live halfway between Harper and Fredericksburg.
Okay.
Now, Fredericksburg's got an amazing shopping thing there. People from all over come, and I think you guys have some kind of a history making stretch of yard sales or things that lead up to and through Fredericksburg. Help me with that, Shelley.
Well, I think what we have leading up to Fredericksburg is wineries and vineyards.
Yeah.
And Fredericksburg is the wedding capital of Texas.
I knew there was something historic about that, but a lot of unique shops and things through there. And isn't there a pretty good Czech population there, or is that a little farther down?
Nope, German.
German, okay. Well, hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, Methuselah was 969 years old.
Here's the question. Yep. Who is the oldest person in the Bible mentioned? How old? You're exactly right. Methuselah, 969 years old.
Wow.
Okay, Shelley, without looking, if you can shell Methuselah with one and one attempt, I got a hat on your way. Go.
Methuselah.
She was confident.
Is that right?
No, I don't know. C-L-A-H, because it's Selah. I'm sorry, I missed it.
Okay,
I'll tell you what.
Do it again, but go a little more slowly.
Yeah, we're in Mississippi, okay. Shelley. You're going to have to slow your talk down so we can understand you.
Methuselah.
Should get it right in.
Methuselah. I think that's right.
You want to hear something funny? I didn't know how to spell it. So I have it abbreviated here. So I can't even check myself to see if she did it. Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's good, Shelley.
Yeah, that is correct. Right?
You had it right. You just said something mistakenly, right? Correct.
Right. That's
okay.
Right. That's
so
correct.
we're gonna have to get Shelley's address, Cindy, and send her an AFR ball cap.
We don't usually give you a prize with a prerequisite. But you're not allowed to wear this ball cap to any of those weddings that come through there that you
JJ,
have.
Can you spell prerequisite for us?
No, I cannot. Okay. Did I answer quickly enough?
Yeah, you did.
All right. What, Shelley, what's your question for us?
So I have two questions for you, but I think the one that I'm going to have to ask you is, do you know what the name Methuselah means?
The name Methuselah.
Now, before we try to grasp at a straw, it ties with the flood because Methuselah was a grandfather of Noah. And it, all that ties with some prophetic, hey, the flood is coming. Here's what's happening. Oh, by the way, I don't do anything without giving you a little bit of heads up through prophets, through Old Testament scripture, but I can't connect all the dots. Go ahead and connect the dots for us, Shelley.
Well, you actually did connect all the dots. His name means when he dies, judgment will come.
There's wow. There's a name for that?
Yes. And that, see, he was the grandfather of Noah. And when he died, that's when the flood came. And you look a lot of times in scripture, when he says something to David, he says something to Solomon, you know, just like when the guy, you know, Saul, you know, like go on off this way. The prophet came down and said, oh, I already have the table set. I knew you were coming. And oh, that donkey that you were looking for, your dad's getting worried about it. You'll see a man carrying a loaf of bread. Boy, the Lord gives us so many heads up about what he's about to do. Even when he talks about when you see the fig tree, sailors know, red sky in the morning, all this. And so we're not taken by surprise if you're close to the Lord hearing that still small voice.
Mm. Wow, that's awesome.
Sorry for getting off on a
Devo. That's part of what we're here for. So excellent question, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley. You guys have a great weekend. God bless you.
I'm going to put you on hold, Shelley, so that Cindy can get your information, and we'll get you that cap in the mail just as soon as possible.
And not to keep going on that, you read Daniel and read your newspaper and look at the nightly news, and you're like, whoa, you almost shudder and have a chill, a hair stand up on the back of your neck going, we really are in times.
Amen.
No man knows the day or the hour, but it's closer today than it was yesterday.
Right. All right, we're going to go to Mississippi, and Lisa is on the line. Lisa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, well, Lisa, we're doing well. Thank you for calling. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in Waynesboro, Mississippi, about 30 miles from Laurel.
Yes, toward Alabama, right?
Well, we live, Waynesboro is next to Alabama.
Yes.
But we live on the other side, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, listen, well, thanks for calling, and good to have you on. Do you want to ask, answer, or both, Lisa?
Well, I only can answer today because I don't have a question. We was on the highway.
Okay.
I want to answer I've got two I can answer, but I think I want to answer the quarter one.
All right.
Oh, good.
Here, Lisa, is the question. In a typical roll of quarters, how many quarters are there?
40.
40.
Hey! Oh, wow!
The mystery question. The cowbell rang, and Lisa's going to get her a hat, an AFR ball cap.
What do you think about that, Lisa?
Yep.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I told my husband, I said, that question is so easy that would not be the mystery question. And if I did happen to win it, I would win it for him because he wears caps all the time.
Oh,
well,
great.
Look how that, y'all awesome. Had that conversation. Now you're winning. Now your easy part, Tim didn't know it, and I didn't know it. I didn't have
How did you
clue.
Know that, Lisa?
Tim didn't think anybody would know.
She worked at a bank.
Well, we used to own a candy business, where a gumball business, and we had to, when we went and collected the money, we had to count the quarters out all the time. And that's how many quarters was in a row.
Because a roll, you buy a roll of quarters, it's $10. So that means $10 right. times 4 is 40.
So using Common Core math, is it still $10?
Yes, yeah, it still
so
is.
Lisa, when
I
you
don't know anything about Common Core math now. Come on.
So you had a candy business, like a vending machine?
Right. Well, all we had was like the gumball machines, and we have M&Ms in them and gum. And
I got you.
But that's been several years ago.
Yeah,
but I guess what I'm asking, businesses. Not to get too technical, is I could understand how you would know how many quarters are in a roll when you get them from the bank, but to hand quarters over to a bank to get dollars for them, you have to put them in rolls. Is that right? In other words,
right. You'd lay your money out on the table and you would count them out.
I got you.
Yeah.
I
they'd got rather you. Have them rolled up than you just come in there with a, you know, burlap bag full of pennies on the
well,
nickels.
You could do that, but they would charge you extra. So right. that would take a little bit of your money away. Yeah.
Well, you just go down to the grocery store and put it in that coin machine.
They charge you for that, though, too.
Yeah, yeah. I know like a little 10%. Bit, but yeah. worth it.
A little bit, yeah. like 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, what's your question
That's
for us?
3 years of change in the bucket thing.
I don't have one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Lisa, we'll send you the hat, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, don't hang up. Lisa, we'll put you on hold, and Cindy will get your information, and we'll send your husband's hat out into the mail.
Yeah. What were you going to say, JJ?
Oh, I was going to say one time when I was sitting in the living room, something project the kids were working on, rolling pennies, and I thought, this is a prank on humanity because the time it takes, maybe because my fingers are slow or something, but I thought if somebody gave you a box car full of pennies, you're like, wow, I've won the penny lottery. No, you haven't. If you sit on the floor, you can pick up aluminum cans in the ditch out in front of your house and make more money than you can. You're losing money. If you're rolling pennies, you are losing money.
What, the roll is like 50 cents or
Not
something?
Not much, and it takes a while to do it. Yeah. You can go out and get any minimum wage job and be so far ahead than if somebody gave you a barn full of pennies and said, here you go, roll these pennies.
You could have a job at McDonald's cleaning the ice cream machine so that people can get ice cream and still make more money than rolling pennies.
Providing the ice cream machine is working.
Yes. All right, sorry. Hey, that's 2 weeks in a row I've taken a shot at McDonald's.
At the McDonald's ice cream machine, man.
And I've given the penny kind of a hard way to go, but that's slow. Unless you're like these kids that text with their thumbs. I don't know how you make your thumbs go that fast and land on the right letters. But now they could probably roll some pennies and get up to like a dollar an hour or something.
Yep. All right, listen, this is you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim, Ed, and JJ. And this is also called Learning University. Learning University. And we're going to repeat our questions.
That have heretofore.
Gone unanswered.
Yeah.
Heretofore gone unanswered.
All right. I'm going to have to add a question since my roll of quarters question's been answered. The nations of Haiti and the Dominican Republic share an island. What is the name of the island? Second question, who were the presidential candidates in the 1996 race for the White House? I'm talking about only the Republican and Democrat. And then I'll add one. This is pretty easy, but I do like to put some easy questions in. What was the last name of the famous scientist Galileo? What was the last name of the famous scientist Galileo?
It wasn't Jones.
No, it wasn't Jones.
Because that's what a lot of people think. I've heard that before.
Galileo Jones.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
All right, here's what I've got. First question. As of 2018, what NFL quarterback holds the record for the most interceptions? Who threw the most interceptions, Brett Favre, Jay Cutler, or Dan Marino?
And you're talking about career interceptions.
Right. And then I'm going to add a couple. Which Old Testament prophet told King David, thou art the man? Which Old Testament
prophet?
That
was not a good thing.
No. No, told.
Because today that is. You're the man.
Yeah, yeah, that's
man.
Right.
That's a different context.
He took his bony finger and tapped him on the chest and said, thou art the man.
Right.
Then third question. I added that. I got some of that from the Message Bible. Third question. AFA has a movie coming out this fall about the life and legacy of our founder, Don Wildman. Name the movie. I want to see how good of a job we are doing promoting it and see if you've been paying attention. AFR has a movie coming out this fall about the life and legacy of our founder, Tim, your dad, Don Wildman, and I want you to name the movie.
Good. Great question.
All right, my two questions, and if you answer this without looking it up, we'll send you an AFR ball cap, okay? So the question is, what are the three most widely eaten foods in the world? And I'm not talking about combo foods like a hamburger or a taco or something like that. Individual foods, what are the three most widely eaten in considering the whole world, okay? Number two, why do leaves change colors in the fall? Why don't they change colors in other seasons? Why do they change colors in the fall leaves I'm talking about? So go ahead, Ed.
All right, we're going to go back to Ohio. Kathleen is on the line. Kathleen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you. I am so excited I got through.
Well, we're excited to have you, Kathleen.
Exciting. Yes.
Where do you live in Ohio?
I live on a farm near Marysville, but I'm very close to Columbus, where the Ohio State University is.
Yes, that's right. The Ohio State. That's what they call it.
Right.
The Ohio State University.
My grandpa taught there. My parents met there and married. I took a few classes there. So, yeah.
Wow, wonderful. Great connection.
You know, a lot of people don't realize how, I know Kathleen knows, Ohio State University is like one of the top two or three, I think, largest universities in America in terms of student population.
Really?
On campus. They got like
60,000
or more people.
What?
But, yeah, it's stunning. It's like a town, a big town.
Now my immediate thought is what happens in the summertime. There must be tumbleweeds blowing through the streets. No, I'm serious because down the road from us, Oxford, Mississippi, Ole Miss, policemen, firemen will tell you when the student body's there, there's always lots to do. It's summertime, you hear crickets.
Yeah.
Because it's a college town.
Yeah, but it's different, Columbus. Columbus is a pretty big city, and 60,000 people on campus. I mean, they go to school there. Anyway, what was the question? I forgot the question. What you want to answer?
No. Yeah. Which question do you want to answer?
I would like to do both.
Yes.
If I can quickly tell about my little town nearby, Scott's Grass Seed, near the huge Honda plant and the Nestle plant. And some days the town smells like coffee. So.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah, that's right.
Closer to me. So I would like to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer, Kathleen?
Well, I looked up the one about Haiti and the DR. I can give that, or I do know the one about the Old Testament prophet, so you tell me what you prefer. Mm-hmm.
You just go ahead, whichever one you want to select.
I'll go, Nathan. I always,
Here's the question. Which Old Testament prophet told King David, "Thou art the man"?
Nathan.
Thank you for reading your Bible, knowing the word. Of course, that's about the adultery, the situation.
What did David say back to him?
He repented.
Yeah.
He responded the right way to the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And that's actually a good lesson in pastors, teachers, occasionally using stories, because Jesus taught with stories. Once a woman came to King David when he was estranged from his son. She told a story. He got wrapped up in the story. And then if Nathan had just kicked the door down and said, "You've done wrong and I'm here to pronounce the judgment," it might not have been well received. When he told the story, stories are so powerful. He got wrapped up in the story, the good guy, the bad guy. And then he said, you're the man.
Yeah, he said you're the
bad guy in this
that
story.
That guy should be put to death.
Yes.
The one in the story.
The one in the story. And so storytelling, very, very powerful, and it's used throughout the Old Testament.
My mama
Testament.
Told me don't do that.
Yeah, that's a different kind of story.
Huh?
Illustrations.
Did y'all not get that?
We get that.
Yeah, and that bony finger in the face, that can work either with a story or without one.
That's
right.
Telling
stories.
Hey, great job. Again, thank you for reading your Bible, Kathleen. What's your question for us?
This is true or false. The King James version of the Bible is written in Old English. True or false?
It's written in 1611.
Right.
Old English.
I don't know. I'm just going to share from my heart.
Yes, absolutely. Tim, please share with us.
That is, I think it depends on kind of what your definition is, but I think there's Old English precedes King James English. I think it like goes back prior to that.
Oh, you that know, may be that may
I
be
think
right.
The way she's
that I've read stuff in that Old English, and it's almost
a
different
language. I'm going with Tim.
Yeah, I'm
on
going
that.
To. And even the way that she set the question up, you think, well, this must be false.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kathleen, answer.
We'll say false.
Yeah. You were correct. Yeah. So I didn't know this until I was in college and I took a history of the English language. Old English would be like Beowulf, it's like German. You cannot understand it. Middle English is, you know, getting a little closer. That's Chaucer, won that opera with his shorter sutta. You can sort of read it. But the King James Bible was written in early modern English.
Oh, right, right. Which 1600s, 1700s.
Right. Hey, Kathleen, we are about to take a break, so we don't want to be rude and just end your call. But we do want to thank you for calling in. And we're glad you got through and hope you have a great weekend.
Amen. We will reset our questions when we get back from this short time out here on Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.